Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory be to God. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrao@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on our Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Rao. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for a monthly offering. If you would like to become a partner, you can email Apostle Yvonne or Facebook her. Amen. Glory be to God. And let her know that you want to become a partner. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. On Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power's Prophetic Corner with your prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected, amen. Powerful woman of God, amen. A true prophet of God, amen. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth, Our Ministry Lane is closed from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays, we have the Moment in the Spirit hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Moment in Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, you can receive it for an offering of $25 or more, and you can receive it text or email. It's of your choice, and it automatically replaces place you on our prayer list. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected? Amen. A powerful man of God, powerful woman of God, you will surely be blessed by the word. Hallelujah. We just thank God for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Then on Saturdays, we have Come By Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. Wild Radio. It comes on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You want to get connected? Amen. A powerful woman of God. Always a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. She is from Faith Come By Hearing Ministries. Amen. So you want to get connected and stay connected to the WOW team. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page or submit it on my website at yoda.com, Voice of Truth, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for caring and loving us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for the blood that he shed. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your holy word that brings forth healing and deliverance in the lives of your people, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed that we might have life through him. We thank you, Father. You are so worthy of all of our praises, oh God. We just said thank you today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins, for bereaved family, those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray that you will comfort them just where they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, just let them know, Father God, that you're there with them, that you have never left them nor forsake them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your healing powers, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just said thank you. Because with you, without you, we have nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing do we have without you, oh God. So we thank you today for everything that you have allowed us to have in this life. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes on our backs. We thank you, Father God, for supplying every one of our needs, oh God. We thank you. Oh, God, we just praise you for it, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you for your word that's coming forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, God, for your holy word. Ah, hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, God, for the life-giving word of God. Hallelujah. We just praise your name. We just give you glory, Lord. We pray for those who are behind prison bars. We pray for the orphanage, Father. We pray that you would just comfort them. We pray that you would supply whatever their needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what it is, oh God, and we just thank you for it right now. We just give you praise for it, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just say thank you. We just say hallelujah to your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praise. And oh, hallelujah. We just thank you that you are God that is able to do it, to work the thing out. We just thank you, God, that thou art God. We just give you praise. We praise you. We praise you, God. We thank you for your holy word, God. We pray for your children of God all over the world. We pray, Father God, for your divine protection over their lives, over their families, over their ministries, over their homes. Everything that you have allowed them to have in this life, Father, we just thank you in advance for protecting them and keeping them covered under the blood of Jesus. Cover your leaders all over the world of your ministry, the leaders of the country, oh God. We just ask you to cover them under the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and we magnify your holy name, Father. We give this message back unto you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it glorify your name. We give you praise for it even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I believe I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be. Something at the end just waiting for me. I'm going to run on for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. The message will come from John today. Hallelujah. John, the 9th chapter. Hallelujah. The word of God will come from John, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. And the word of God reads, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither have this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the work of God shall be made manifest in him." Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. The title of our message today is, "That's the Power of God." That's the power of God. The word of God tells us, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was blind? Here in these scriptures, the power of God was manifest through the blind man. That was the power of living God. It was a power that brought forth healing. As we go down to verse number 6, amen, it says how
the power of God was revealed, how that power brought forth healing. And we know, according to the word of God, that it had to be the power of the Most High God. It had to be the power of God. Hallelujah. The power of God working through Jesus. Amen. The Son of God. Hallelujah. That was sent to bring and to preach healing and deliverance unto the people of God. Hallelujah. And here it says, when he had thus spake, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpret sin. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Now, here was Jesus, the Son of God, doing the work of God. Because he said in the scriptures, hallelujah, I must do the work of God. He was doing the work of God so that the power of God could be revealed unto the people that he was ministering unto. Hallelujah. That brought forth the healing of the people and of the blind man. Hallelujah. Because in the Bible, there are many healings that Jesus performed in the Bible. Glory be to God. When they met Jesus, healing and deliverance came. But the scripture says that he spat on the ground. Hallelujah. And he took that clay and he put it on the eyes of the blind man. Glory be to God. And he told him exactly what he needed to do, that he needed to go wash his eyes in the pool. Hallelujah. The Siloam. Beginning of the power of God being manifested in healing. Glory be to God. It was not the dirt, but it was the power of the living God that touched the very eyes of the man. Glory be to God. He was blind. He was blind from birth. Hallelujah. And no man, nor doctor, or no little g God has ever healed a man that was born blind. That was the power of God. It's only the power of the living God that can heal the soul and the mind of man, of mankind. That's the power of God. That was the power of God being revealed to this man that was blind. He could see. He was blind. Hallelujah. But when Jesus touched him, when Jesus touched his eyes, and when he followed the instruction of what Jesus had said unto him, the power of God healed his eyes. The healing. Jesus was sent that they might be healed, that they might be delivered and set free. It says to us in the word, hallelujah, that the blind man, when he washed his eyes, he was a beggar, hallelujah. He was a beggar, but many of the people that seen him and knew that he was blind. How could a blind man see? How could he see? And as he began to tell them how his eyes were opened, yet many did not believe. But that was the power of God being revealed and working through him that God might be glorified. It was the power of God. That was the power of God working. Hallelujah. My God, through the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. The power, that power of God to heal. You know, our eyes and our physical eyes, we can see. But we have a spiritual eye as well. And some are blind to the spiritual eye and cannot see Jesus. Can't see him because of darkness. We can only imagine what it must have been like for the blind man, because he was blind and he could not see. All he could see was darkness because of the blindness. It was no fault of his own. The word said it was no fault of his own. It was not that he sinned. It was not that his parents sinned. But it was done that the power of the works of God could be manifest, that the healing could come forth, not only for him to believe, but for others to believe. Glory be to God. That's the power of God. To be able to touch our eyes that we might see. Hallelujah. I was blind and could not see. I seen stuff in the way of the world. I didn't see Jesus. I couldn't see him. I couldn't see him because I was living in darkness. I was blind to the things of God. I didn't know the power of God. I didn't know. Because I was blind. Spiritual blindness. Glory be to God. But the Bible says that, hallelujah, that the power of God, the works of God, was manifested in this man's life this day in the scriptures. When Jesus came by, you know, the blind man said, you know, how you seeing, you know? And he said, there was a man called Jesus, or a man named Jesus, that told me what I needed to do. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, what I needed to do to be healed. I followed the instruction, in other words. I was born blind, but now I see. I can see clearly now. Hallelujah. It's kind of like having just the lights off in your house and it's just dark. And many people know their way around in their house, even in the dark. You know, you can go your way in the house. There's a darkness like that where you got to feel your way because you can't really see because there's so much darkness there. Glory be to God, that you need a spiritual healing. You need God to open your eyes that you might can see him. Can you imagine as he stepped in the pool of Siloam? And when he stepped in that pool in Siloam, he had to have a little faith there. Because he did what Jesus said, so he had to have enough faith to believe in his healing. Glory be to God. Standing there. Or either whether he was on the side of the pool. But he took his hand and put it in the water. And he took that water as instructed by Jesus. And he washed his eyes. He washed his eyes. He washed his eyes from blindness. And the healing power of God healed his eyes. And when he opened up his eyes, he could see all the things that he could not see. He could see the people all around him who knew that he was born blind. There was Jesus he could see who healed his eyes through the power of God. See, that's the power of God. That's how powerful he is. It's nothing that God can't do. Hallelujah. Only God can heal a blind man's eyes. Only God can. There is no other power but the power of the living God that can heal a man's eyes, that can heal, deliver, and set free. Oh, what a powerful God that we serve. That's the power of God. That's how he works through us. Hallelujah. The scripture says so that the works of God can be manifested in him. It was the work of God in him. It was his power that was working in him to bring forth the healing. He had faith enough to believe it. You got to have faith enough to believe it. You can't even doubt. You know, he could have said, you know, Jesus, I understand if you, you know, you Jesus. But I was born blind. Ain't nobody never healed nobody born blind, Jesus. He could have said that to Jesus, but he didn't. He took him at his word. And he followed the instruction. A lot of times we got to learn how to follow the instruction that God gives unto us so that the miracles of healing can come forth in our lives. How can we be healed if we don't believe? How can we be healed by the power of God if we don't believe that he can heal us, if we don't believe that he can deliver us? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How can we get healed by the power of God if we don't believe that he can heal us? We got to believe it. We got to believe that God can heal us without a shadow of a doubt. We got to step out just like the blind man did. He made a move. He made a move for his healing. He just didn't sit there. He got up and he moved. Somebody need to get up and believe God for what he says in his word. You got to believe God for the healing. You got to believe him without a shadow of a doubt. You got to get up. You got to get up. You can get up out the wheelchair. You can get up out the wheelchair. Hallelujah. Because the healing, hallelujah, will manifest in you through the power of God. That was the power of God that healed the blind man. There was no other power that healed him. And he had faith to be healed. He had faith to believe it. He had faith to move. He had faith to get up. That the healing would take place in his life. Remember, he never said, you know, okay, Jesus. Okay, I hear you. But ain't nobody never healed a blind man. Hallelujah. Nobody but God can heal a blind man. Glory be to God. God wants to heal you. Glory be to God. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free, just as he did the blind man. He wants his power to be manifested through his work through you so that you can be a testimony. I said the blind man had a testimony. He was a living witness that the power of God can heal. He was a living witness. That was the power of God, that God's name could be glorified by the work that he done through a blind man, through Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we might be healed. Jesus came that we might be delivered and set free. Jesus came and he took the beatings and the stripes. He had 39 stripes. His flesh was hanging from the bone. His body was broken. He was, hallelujah. That we can receive the healing power of God. Hallelujah. That was the power. The power was the healing. That God worked through the blind man. Hallelujah. To let him know that God is real. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. That was the power of God. Nobody could take credit for it. Hallelujah. That was the power of God working through the hands of Jesus. Many, 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 glory be to God, will miss healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Because you're looking at the person that God has sent. Jesus was sent. Hallelujah, that people might be healed. Glory be to God. Don't look at the person that is sin. Look at the spirit of God that speaks through the person that's preaching the word of God. Hallelujah, that can bring forth the healing in your life. You know, this man met Jesus on this day. Jesus, he met Jesus on this day. So you can't meet Jesus for real and nothing changes. There's no healing of the mind, body, or soul. There's no deliverance to the mind, body, and soul. If you truly meet Jesus and you truly know him, power of God will manifest in your life to bring forth healing. I'm a living witness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That God has brought forth healing in my life. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. God can heal your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. Glory be to God. Because you need to never go into a place and not be healed and delivered. You should never be on our ministry and there's no healing or deliverance. Glory be to God. I thank God for my leaders, apostles, and pastors. Hallelujah. Because under their ministry, I have received healing. I have received deliverance in this ministry. Hallelujah. You got to be in the right place with the right people that know God and love God and that are sent by God. Jesus was sent. He was sent. And the anointing of God was upon his life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has opened my eyes to see that it's in that power of God that we can get delivered, healed, and set free from spiritual blindness, physical blindness of the soul and the mind and the body. God can heal us. Glory be to God. But we got to believe in the Son of God. We got to believe it. We got to believe in God. Hallelujah. And know that he's able to heal us. That was the power of God. He revealed it us in the word of God. And all out through the word. Hallelujah. The healing that Jesus did. The miracles of healing that he did in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a powerful man of God. I just thank God. You know, and I have to come back to Apostle and Pastor. It's so important, hallelujah, to have leaders that knows God. Hallelujah. They got to know him. And he knows, glory be to God, that if you are in the right place, see, this man was in the right place. And he met the man called Jesus. And he was healed. That power of God was revealed through that man. Hallelujah. The power of God is still should be operating now for healing. But you got to believe it. Just like it was in the word of God here. The same thing is going on today in the right place. Glory be to God. That's God where you need to go. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That was the power of God that was working through the blind man that was blind and could not see, born blind. And he was healed by the power of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We are running out of time. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, my God, my God. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church. Hallelujah. Get your Bible, begin to read and develop your relationship with God. Leave that message on Facebook, if you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with his joy, to the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. Believe, and thou shalt be healed.
Oh, my God, my God. We thank God for his word. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Meet us here next week at the same place at the same time. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.